Now we got it.
Sorry about that. I was driving and I didn't hear the alert that reminded me this was happening today. So that is totally my bad, but here we are.
No problem, dude. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. I'm doing good. So, you know, here's something, a little funny thing that you might get a little laugh out of. So, I'm going to be completely honest. Never heard of you before in my life. Okay.
Sure.
So, last night, sit down and start getting ready for the interview today. And, through the wonderful world of Google, you know, I throw your name out there and I see, IMDb pops up. I'm like, oh, maybe he's done some acting. And I see, I had like a little acting credit for a short thing. And then I see you have a songwriting credit for a movie. And I just start laughing to myself because, it's for the movie Blended, which your old band, the Moguls, had a song on there in the movie and on the soundtrack. And I start laughing because, now here's a movie who I never even really heard of until, the past 6 months. I'm in a new relationship with, recently going through a divorce and in a new relationship, and I have daughters, and my girlfriend has a daughter, and she kept saying, we have to watch this movie Blended. It reminded me of us. So I just start laughing. So I pull my girlfriend in last night. I said, hey, check this out. And I start playing the song. She's like, oh my God, I love that song. I said, that's the guy I'm interviewing tomorrow. She's just like, what?
Oh, really?
Yeah. She was freaking out. She's like, oh my God, I love that song so much. So little tidbit for you.
That's hilarious. Yeah, that was a long time ago. That movie was like, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago or something, I think, right? But
yeah.
Thanks for taking the time, man.
Yeah, man. So when something like that happens, I mean, does that like give a like huge boost to your career? Like, does it help open some more doors for you? Or?
Yeah, you know, I think that any look you can get is good, and any time you get eyes and ears on you, it's important to have, and you know, definitely helps financially. You know, stuff like that is good.
Sure.
We do what we can in this business because everyone does the best they can to not be artists, so you know, it's nice to be able to play stuff in movies and TV, you know.
Do you know, like with that song, like, did Adam Sandler himself, I know he's very hands-on with like picking a lot of the music, did he pick that song himself, do you know, or?
I actually have no clue. I would imagine he did not, but I don't know the answer to that.
Interesting. That would be cool if he did.
It would be cool.
On his radar.
Yeah.
So I mean, so that band you were in, the Moguls, like, you were in that band for a long time, and you ended up, I guess it was about a year ago, deciding to leave. Like, that'd be like a kind of a hard decision to make.
I did, yeah. I was in that band for 10 years, and I just sort of realized that maybe it wasn't, it wasn't my future. I couldn't see my future in it anymore, and
wow.
I wanted to experiment with some new stuff and try something different, you know what I mean?
Right. Was that a band you helped form, or was it a band you had already joined, or?
No, yeah, I started that band.
Wow.
Yeah, so that made it even harder to make that decision. But, you know, the thing about it is I'm just the kind of person who always, you know, is interested in taking risks to see how we can, you know, I want bigger and better. And some people are just happy with what they have and happy just kind of coasting along. And that's just not the kind of person I am. So I definitely needed to go exploring a bit.
What were your band members, were they shocked when you told them, like, your decision, or?
I think that like a lot of people probably saw it coming from a mile away, you know. I definitely like, you know, I warned them, you know, like I got this deal, this offer from Sony, and here's the deal, and you know, I'm gonna try to do both, but I think that as time went on it became apparent that this was gonna pick up more time than I was able to, you know, I have to focus 100% on something. I can't split it up. Some people are able to do that, but I'm not the kind of person that's going to just half-ass anything. So, you know, and it was more or less amicable. I mean, there's like, you know, with any situation like that, and there's going to be feelings on both sides. So,
right. So because I had seen, I think it might even have been like on Wikipedia or something where it said like, it seemed like initially it was going to be a temporary leave of absence. But then you did later on decided that it was going to be known and permanent.
Yeah. I mean, I just, It was initially going to be temporary, and then I just was like, I don't want to half-ass anything. So
sure.
I decided to make it permanent.
Did you feel like a load was lifted off your shoulder, you think?
Yeah, I did. You know, I mean, I also felt like I had been doing the same thing for so long that it just had become routine, and I didn't
right.
really find it to be particularly inspiring anymore. And I wanted to go on to tell different stories and to do something different. I can't just do the same thing over and over and over and over and over again.
Well, now, like you said, so you have this Sony deal, and it is a solo project, right? I mean, this is you.
It's just me.
But you're calling it Little Hurt.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I mean, I don't think that anyone wants to walk around wearing a Cullen Deedon t-shirt. You know, it's like, it's just better to have a, really the only reason why is it's better to have a band name and feel like have like an artist name. Because like, I think that sometimes like just going by your name can sound a little singer-songwriter, maybe I'm playing at the coffee shop, and that's not what's happening here.
Right. Interesting. So dude, that, I mean, that's kind of like ballsy too. That's two ballsy moves pretty together in your career.
Yeah. Yep. Like, yep. I mean, you know, that's what I have to do, shake things up and stay inspired and stay interested in what I'm doing. And, you know, got to make yourself uncomfortable to get ahead sometimes.
That's cool. Now, how about like, as you're, you know, writing now and doing stuff for yourself, do you approach anything differently in the way you're writing new music, or is it same thing, or just?
Yeah, I mean, I think that I definitely am trying to come about it in a more authentic way, trying to put a lot of energy and focus on telling stories that maybe are a little bit more have like a level of depth that I didn't quite approach in the past,
right.
Which is kind of easier to do because I'm alone, so I don't have to speak for anyone else. I'm just speaking for myself. And, you know, there's like, yeah, there's definitely a different level of depth and in what I'm doing now.
So you're pretty much what you're saying here too, is that you're definitely probably going into a more personal writing situation, you think, like getting the more personal subjects that writing for yourself compared to the band?
Yeah. I mean, cause it's just my stories alone. There's no one, you know, I mean, I wrote 99% of those Mowgli songs too, but there's also six other people in the band. So this is just me.
Right.
And I don't have to worry about what anyone else thinks, or I can do whatever I want stylistically or with the genre or melodically. It's just all me.
Now, how about, like, so your first single came out last year, Good As It Gets, and that had,
mm-hmm.
like, when I was going through stuff last night, it was over 600,000 streams on Spotify. So,
mm-hmm.
so that's a great, you know what I mean, like, an amazing amount of streams, debut single. Do you kind of feel now, like, as you put more singles out, you kind of feel like a pressure to keep trying to top yourself?
Yeah, but I think that's probably something that exists with anyone in any industry. I definitely feel like this project could have worked or could have not worked, like when I left the Mowgli's, so I'm glad that it did. It definitely could have gone the other way. It's kind of exceeded my expectations in terms of fan reaction and in terms of
nice.
Reaction from everyone who's heard it. So I think that every song I do keeps topping the last one. I mean, this new one I just put out called Alaska is like absolutely crushing it on streams, just crazy, and we're about to take it to radio, and so I feel like everything I'm doing is snowballing and getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and that's really something you can feel, and it's exciting.
It's funny, I saw it's featured on that, now that's what I call music, Volume 74,
uh-huh.
And I was going through like the other songs on there, and my daughter, yeah. My girlfriend's daughter, they're being on TikTok. So I'm hearing all these songs, and I saw a lot of the songs from TikTok. I'm thinking to myself, that's what Colin needs. Colin needs to get his tune on TikTok.
Oh, yeah. No, you're
you
right.
Need to dance around this.
You just got to pay for that.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah, totally.
Oh, no wonder. Okay, I gotcha.
Yep.
Wow. So that's crazy. Gotta love the business, right?
Yeah, exactly. Totally super inspiring.
Yeah. So all right, so the new single is called Alaska. Why Alaska? Is it a place that you've been to? Is it a place you really truly want to go to?
I have. I've been a couple times. It's not really, it could have been anywhere. It's just seemed like a place to, you know, seemed like the most far away place I could imagine in the moment when I was writing it. But there's really not anything, you know, about Alaska in general that I want to run away to. I mean, it's a beautiful place, but it just seemed very far away from me in Los Angeles in that moment. So that's what we went with.
Yeah. Now, is this, you put out I guess it's the third or fourth single you've put out so far?
This is my fourth.
Okay. Are you going to be doing an EP, a full length, or are you just going to continue with the single process, or?
You know, I don't know what our end thing is going to be. I think we're going to put out a couple more singles. I would imagine that we'll do maybe a full length after this, but we haven't really even discussed that yet. We're just, I would imagine we'll do a couple more singles and then kind of roll into a record.
Yeah. I mean, I think, in this day and age, like it's, you can get away with just doing singles right now.
It's true. I mean, there's no need to make a full length record at all. You know, I will probably avoid it if I have the opportunity.
Yeah. I mean, especially like if, you know, you put singles out and they get picked up on these compilations, like with Alaska, you know what I mean? Like that's like home runs.
Right. No, totally. I mean, 100%. That's really, dope when things just kind of line up like that for you. And, you know, it's nice to feel appreciated.
Now, do you have a video plan for Alaska, or?
Yeah, we're shooting. We actually started shooting yesterday, and that's kind of what I'm working on today. That's part of the reason why I was late to this call. We are working on the video as we speak, trying to get it done in time for, you know, just so it doesn't go for too long without having a video. But you know, it's a little different because we're shooting during the social distancing thing, so. We just have to take different precautions and do it a little differently. You know, we're not having a film crew. It's just me and the director with the camera, and we're going to add a lot more animation than probably would generally do. You know,
right.
We're not going to have like a film shoot with 150 people working on it like we did for the last video. So, you know, it's going to be a different plan of attack, but we're on it, and I think it's going to be pretty amazing.
Nice. How are you holding up during this whole pandemic craziness?
Man, you know, whenever I get asked that, I feel like I should say I'm going crazy, but like the way that I am, I'm just like kind of naturally introverted, and I enjoy being alone and don't love going out. So this has been a lot easier for me than it has for a lot of other people. I'm not really, affected by it. I'm just at home, like, you know, my dogs and enjoying it and, being home and working. A lot of these nights I wouldn't want to go out anyway.
So now you don't even need an excuse. It's already built in for you.
No, now I need excuses to, like, not do things that, like, if I have, like, a session and I want to get out of it, now I don't have an excuse to get out of it. You know? So.
Oh, that's too funny. Cool. So, Alaska, it's out there now. People stream it. Where's the best place to go? Spotify?
Yeah, get over there on Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, all that stuff. And it's anywhere that you can consume music, you can consume that song.
Nice. And also look for the video coming out soon. And
yep.
Is there a website up there to send everybody to get all more information about you, to keep in touch? And
yeah, I mean, I think probably just my Instagram is probably the best place to go. Instagram, at Little Herd Official.
Nice. Colin, this is great talking to you, man. Thanks. I'm glad we got
you. Hey, I really appreciate it. And I'm sorry again about being a little late.
Dude, no problem.
But
no problem
at all.
Thank
you for talking to me, man. I really appreciate it. Have a nice
day. Absolutely, man. Take care.